The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections that has spread to 11 states. The likely cause is romaine lettuce grown in Yuma, a major supplier of winter produce around the country. Joined now by Dr. Laura Giraltowski, an epidemiologist with the CDC, who's looking into this outbreak. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So are you guys any closer to identifying the exact source of this outbreak?
Well, you know, it's a really fast-moving outbreak investigation, and FDA and our state and local health departments are continuing to gather information, and they're working to determine the source of the lettuce.
Are you able to rule anything or any particular outfit out at this point?
Unfortunately, no. Our advice is still to not eat any store-bought, chopped romaine lettuce at home, including salads and salad mixes. Anything containing chopped romaine lettuce, don't eat it, throw it away. If you don't know if the lettuce is romaine or if your salad mix contains romaine lettuce, don't eat it and throw it away.
How do you guys go about trying to figure this out? I mean, how do you try to pinpoint exactly where this outbreak may have started?
Yeah, you know, leafy green outbreaks are very complex, and they can be difficult to figure out. You know, a lot of people eat salads. They don't really realize, you know, the kind of leafy greens that are in their salads or that was in their sandwich. But many of the people that got sick in this outbreak ate at the same restaurants and reported eating salads that contained romaine lettuce. And they were more likely to eat romaine lettuce than healthy people. So those kinds of situations are important clues that can help investigators solve outbreaks. I
was going to ask if that makes it any easier to sort of pinpoint it, given that you have people who have gotten sick who've eaten at basically the same restaurants.
Exactly. So if we have cases that are eating at the same restaurant, then FDA can take that information and kind of find out, you know, what lettuce was served at that restaurant and then where that converges to find the source of lettuce.
How widespread has this become? We mentioned it spread to 11 states. Do you have a sense of how many people have been affected or how many bags of lettuce or how many, you know, shipments might be affected here?
Right. We have 35 ill people, like you said, reported from 11 states. We're getting reports of new illnesses daily, and we're working really hard to confirm them. And CDC is planning to update our website this week with new numbers for that. But we don't really have a number in terms of how much lettuce or anything like that quite yet. But FDA is working hard to determine that.
Given the amount of leafy greens and other winter vegetables that come out of Yuma this time of year, how significant is this outbreak to the supplies and sort of how people are maybe thinking about what they're eating?
That's a great question. Luckily, this is the kind of the time of year where a lot of the lettuce production is kind of wrapping up in Yuma and moving to California. So in that respect, I think in the next few weeks, we'll see more lettuce coming out of California than in Yuma. So this outbreak was just kind of the tail end of that production season.
All right. That's Dr. Laura Giraltowski, an epidemiologist with the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Laura, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Take care.